Hi, this is Carl de Campos. I'm sure you recall me from about 2 or 3 years ago where I did a couple of podcasts on horse riding from the farm in South Africa. I've subsequently moved to a plot or small holding, approximately 4 acres in size, where I rent a 2-bedroom cottage. I live on my own and I have purchased my very own horse, a pitch black gelding named Billy. What's more exciting is I started riding endurance rides since April last year, which was 2008. And I would like to use these podcasts to encourage other blind interested people or even blind people currently riding to consider participating in endurance, as I really think it's one of the most enjoyable disciplines in equestrian. The only downside to it is it's pretty costly, as you have to cover vet checks along the route, camping fees, transport fees for the horses, and so on. This first podcast, I'm going to saddle up Billy, introduce you to Billy, take him for a short, easy ride around the block. The blocks in this area, which is called Drumblade, also south of Johannesburg, are pretty large. It's basically a small holding area, so the block I ride around on my own is 3.2 kilometers. In fact, I've got a figure of 8. I do around 2 large blocks, which gives me 6 kilometers, and I double up or triple up if I train on my own. I got to know the route and all the landmarks and that. But most of the times, I actually train with my neighbors, Ian and Tracy, who also ride endurance, and we do about 13 Ks most afternoons. But I still enjoy riding out on my own now and again and bonding with Billy. So what I'm going to do now is quickly rig the equipment so it's secure, so I can have both my hands free to saddle up and ride and whatever. I'm using a PASM 2 stereo microphone preamp combo built into external box, which is lined into the iAudio X5 media player, the 30 gig. Loaded with Rockbox firmware. I'm going to connect the microphone to a chest belt and just use my t-shirt as a windscreen, and then I will just put the MP3 player in my pocket and hope it stays there. I'm going to take it very easy, so we don't want to go galloping around the place and making the recording sound distorted. But on the ride, I'll talk you through the pros and cons of endurance and how a blind person can participate. So without further ado, I'm going to readjust the equipment and then I'll be back with you. But I've saddled up Billy, and we're going to just ride him around the block. I've got my Nokia 6110 with me. I'm going to just use the Nokia built-in GPS data settings to just log a little bit of a route, to log our distance and that sort of thing. So let's quickly get that online before we hop on. Applications. Obviously now, my boy. GPS data.
Select. Searching for GPS satellites.
Okay, this is pretty quick.
GPS data window. Navigation. One of P1. Posit trip distance. 3 of 3.
Trip distance.
Trip distance window. Tab sheet 3 of 3. Trip dist. Waiting for GPS. Trip tim. Av. SP. Max. SP.
Start. Options.
Start. 1 of 4. Select. Trip distance window. Trip dist.
And then it's a sliding phone, so I'm going to just slide it closed and put it in my pocket, and it usually picks up GPS pretty okay, pretty accurately. I just want to quickly tighten the saddle, the girth, which is that strap that goes around the bottom of the horse. Then I'm going to hop on quick. Okay, stand, my boy. There we go, I'm on. Just hope this thing is not letting me down. This MP3 player does tend to do that. Okay, we're going to go up the road. I'm just going to take an easy ride because it's rest week for Billy. We did an 80 kilometer ride in Lehandra on Saturday, and I just want to walk him, get his muscles loose, take him for a small trot or canter, which is a jog or lobe in Western terms. It's a very quiet neighborhood. The block I'm going around is about 3.5 kilometers. 3.2 kilometers to be exact. And we're coming up, we're passing Tracy and Ian's property on my left. They're my neighbors whom I ride with. They've got a couple of purebred Arabian horses. Very competitive horses, and when Billy rides with them, he thinks he's an Arab. He's got the heart and spirit of an Arab. So we're just walking him loose up the pavement. It's grass, quite a wide grass verge. No trees, pretty safe for a blind rider. I've got a tar road to my right, and obviously very little traffic. We will, yeah, the dogs. I'll try and describe the dogs as we go. There's a slight breeze from the left. Sun is shining pretty nicely from the front. And it's about, I would say, 23 degrees Celsius. I'm not too sure what that is in Fahrenheit. Okay, we're approaching Tracy's gate. Billy's trying to go in there. Well, he's sort of looking that way and wanting to go. But we're not riding with Ian today. We're riding on our own, boy. Let's carry on up the road. I'm going to pull him into the tar road a little bit, because further up the pavement there's a few trees. He's usually a bit naughty at this point because he wants to go to Tracy, and he keeps like turning, looking the way and not keeping his line properly, but I'm holding him. And just take a casual walk. Then we're about 300 meters up here, there's a sand road. We'll take a little trot, and I'll talk to you about endurance, what fun it is. It's really something that I enjoy. I've never enjoyed riding in arenas, doing show jumping, doing dressage. I love getting out there, different parts of the country, riding different courses. And the vibe and the spirit and the attitude of the people, fellow riders and organizers, is just amazing. As I mentioned, it's only a costly business. Transporting the horses, entry fees, is, give you a quick description of endurance. You have four vet checks if you're doing the full distance. There's a pre-vet check where the veterinary surgeon checks your horse for fitness, heart rate, hydration, physical health, and yourself, the owner or the groom, which is the assistant, has to trot the horse. Let me just move over to the right. Here comes a car. I'm not too sure if that car's... Oh no, it's slowing down. Might actually be Ian. Oh, it's coming very slowly. Okay, as I was saying, the pre-vet is usually the Friday night. And once your horse has passed by the vet, you're ready for the ride early Saturday morning. Usually leave about 5:30, 6 a.m. Most rides are 80 kilometers, divided into three legs, usually 30 kilometers, 30 kilometers, and 20 kilometers. That's approximately, guessing, about 20 miles, 20 miles, 10 miles. It's about a 50-mile ride. And then you also get the 120 kilometer, which I guess is about a 70-miler. After each leg, or each stage, there's another vet check where they check the pulse, the hydration, and for lameness, whether the horse is throwing a motion. Trot on, boy. And then if your horse passes, you go on to the next leg. If your horse is eliminated, you have to withdraw. Oops, it seems... There we go. So the sound is okay. Are we trotting? You just hold the mic with one hand. There we go. I'm not too sure if it's rubbing on the t-shirt. As I was saying, then if you finish the second leg, you get another vet check. And if you're eliminated, you either lose your kilometers or you gain 60 kilometers, depends how you entered. If you entered stepladder, then you can regain those 60 kilometers. And then you do the last leg. And if you eliminated on the last leg, then you're out. Or if you pass, you get your kilometers. And that's so easy to be eliminated. If your horse's pulse is too high over a certain target, you get eliminated. Okay, we're passing a house on the right. It's quite a lot of dogs. Okay, let me just slow down. So I'm not too sure how the microphone is recording this. I'm not sure what dogs those are. It's a big, also plot or small holding on the right. And medium-sized dogs. And further on, also to the right, is another gate to another small holding. Also with, I think there's one or two large dogs as well. They might even be sheepdogs. I'm actually not quite sure. I should know them by their bark. And Billy, what are you looking for? You're looking that way for those horses. There's horses in the paddock on the left. Here we go. Hello, boys. I'll just walk a little easy. Here we go. Something happening in the property there. Somebody. Okay, trot on. Hope the microphone is okay with this. Just support it at the bottom. There we go. I'll hold the mic because the microphone swivels a bit on the belt with the slight up down motion. We're trotting a slight downhill. Billy sticks to this path pretty well. He'll sometimes be naughty, but then I can feel it goes off. And I just have to pull him back on. Yeah, towards the T junction, he might be naughty, so I'll just regain him. Come, boy. Come. Okay. No, he wants to go left, so I'm going to just walk him slowly. We're not working hard today, we're just playing around. So that's the only thing. Okay, go across here. Slow down, boy. He's actually quite eager to run, and I don't want him to. But he's got to walk. Slowly, boy. Slowly. He's not sure of this walking business. Driven horses usually just want to go. But, nah, it's fine. Come, boy. Come. Come. He's a good boy. He's a lovely horse though, I'm very happy with him. Okay, we turned left at the T junction, now we're going to canter a little bit. Just canter on the sand here. It's going to go now, I bet. He's a good boy. This feels pretty good. Doesn't feel tight or anything. Boy, slide uphill. It's a lovely day. Slow down. Just want to fix something here. Right, boy, stand. Stand. Woo, he wants to turn back because I'm stopping. Stand. Stand is just Afrikaans for stand. Sorry about all this noise. Might have to edit this out. The microphone is actually not doing what it should. No, boy, no. Turn back. Yeah. Stand. Stand. Staan. 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 There we go. Okay, let's just see that everything's right there. I don't know what happened there. The microphone's clip for the belt unhooked itself, which is a bit of a bad one. No boy, let's go on. Oh, slowly. Ooh, he's very eager to run this horse. Not the best place to have mounted the microphone. I'm just trotting along slowly here. We get to the tar road. Okay, I think we must just walk because the microphone's clip's not doing too well. It's very loose and the belt, it wants to actually disconnect off the belt. And I've got to go around the corner here. And there's a road sign just around the corner, 60 kilometers an hour speed limit sign, which we want to happily avoid. But I must say, Billy is usually pretty good that way. He won't try not to wipe me out against those sort of things. Trees as well, although I've got to know where the low branches are. I'm riding on my own so I can literally duck. Okay, further on our left, we're going to pass a small holding with some little dogs, yappers. Good boy. Rather go here in the road. That's it. We'll just take an easy walk because I... at the small holding where the small dogs are. Another thing I can mention about the endurance is it's generally a whole weekend away. After you've completed your three stages on the Saturday, they have the prize giving Saturday evening. And then most people have a barbecue around the campfire Saturday night. And then most people pack up Sunday morning and leave, head for home. It's quite a mission to go on such a ride. You need to box your horse there with a horse trailer or horse box, as we call it. You need to take portable paddocks along to keep your horse in. The horse sleeps with you. Slowly, boy. The horse sleeps with you. Well, literally next to your campsite or next to your tent. And you also take with all the tack, the horse feed. And stuff, because there's not always enough grazing in such a small camp. But it's all fun. All the endurance crowds get on with each other, and it's just really fun. It's really something I look forward to. I literally do an endurance ride once a month. I'm gonna just ride on the tar road a little bit so you can hear the hoof beats. Trot. There's a bit of a trot on the tar, just so you can hear. And we slow down onto the side, onto the grass and walk. There's a dog on the right, a Great Dane, I think. But he's a bit late. We passed his gate by approximately 20 yards, 30 yards. Slowly walking up, slight gradient, up the back end of our block. Slightly in the road, let's hear what this sounds like. Canter! Oh no. Oh, he's pulling like a train when I make him canter. Slow down. He's really eager. He's not tired, this horse. This horse is definitely not. No, slow down, boy. Whoa, he just wants to go. Sort of very much Arabian, hot, just wants to go. Let's put him in the road a little bit. No, 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 no. Walk, 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 walk. Even throwing his head. He wants to go. Wanted to do a short canter for us. There we go. Whoa, slow down. So he automatically jumps onto the side of the road when we camped there. He doesn't camp on top. Then we pull him onto the road on a trot, the slow trot, which I'm sitting to, and slow down into a walk. Now he just wants to go. I don't even have to ask him to canter. I'm scared he slides when he pulls off into a canter on the tar. Let's see, we put him on the grass and pull him into a canter straight away and see if the microphone picks it up. Let's go. And he jumps forward into almost a gallop. But it's smooth on the grass for his hooves. Very smooth. Doesn't give them a concussion on the hoof. Hard surface gives him concussion. Slow down, boy. Into a trot, into a walk. And he keeps wanting to go. He's a good boy. We're just playing around, my boy. I know I'm not used to this. There we go. Yes, I agree. That's a good boy. I just want this microphone to come off the belt. It's not sitting very firmly. I've got to just put my one hand on it while I'm riding. It's over somebody's drive, which is gravel. Are we on grass? I'm going to pass the few big Great Dane dogs on the left soon. Let's actually take a slow canter up. Slowly, boy. Just about like that. There we go, just nicely like that. There's a bit of too much wind for the microphones. You'll see, it's not too bad. Let's hope it records okay. Okay, let's slow down. I want to just focus on those dogs. Walk on. Okay, that dog's too late. That dog was a spaniel or something small. There's a car coming up the road. Slow down, we want to record the car if it comes up. Slowly, boy. He just wants to run now. Got to keep pulling him in. Think the car's coming up. Pull him slightly away from the tar. Hello. I generally respect horses in the area. They don't go too fast if they see horses. Actually heard him gear down one. And we just walking on, really. He seemed to just want to run. No. As soon as I give you the opportunity, you want to trot or run. Not allowed to, my boy. Slowly, my boy. So, this is not very good that I'm have to shift the microphone like this. But it's not sitting correctly. I'm just going to adjust the level back up and down. Let me just see that that should be correct there. Let's notch it about an eighth of a turn from maximum on the preamp. Right, we're getting the Great Danes on our left. They come to the fence usually and they actually run along the fence. Come boys, do you want a little bit of exercise today? Yeah, let's go, slowly. We'll just trot it slowly. Come run with us. Come, run with us. Good dogs. Oh, you're lazy today. Just barking. Okay, there's no one in the front there. Oh, Billy, slow down. Let's just walk. Nah, he doesn't need recovery, this horse, from his weekend ride. He just wants to go. No. Slow down. What's he seen there? I've also got to be careful sometimes. Billy does tend to get a fright now and again, and he might jump or even try and run off. So if I feel he's looking in funny directions, I try and take his focus off whatever's worrying him. Slowly, boy. Slowly, boy. Further on, there's another Great Dane coming up. There's quite a few Great Dane dogs in this area. I think that same car is coming down the road. Slow down. Don't run. Could be. Sounds like it. No, Billy. As soon as I wave at a car, he wants to take off as soon as I take my one hand up. No, Billy, lift your legs as well. You're going to fall through. It's a little bit uneven, yeah? So excited, like usual. Here's another Great Dane on our left. No, you're not going to race him today, my boy. He keeps wanting to go. Here we go. His dogs are all chilled today. No issues. One day a dog was out and came sneaking across the road, and we got such a fright we galloped, and then we out galloped the dog, and then the dog gave up, so I was able to slow my horse down. Okay, I'm not too sure what dog that is, but he's always quite inquisitive. Okay, I do know that the up and the next small holding belongs to Tommy, our neighbor diagonally behind us, and he's got a whole lot of mixture dogs, not very large, and he's got a donkey as well. Do you run the other donkey? It's actually a cocker spaniel, I think. Yeah. Hello, doggy. Relax, my boy. Relax, my boy. No. Relax. You always want to race these dogs as well. I enjoy this riding around on my own as well. It's so relaxing with my horse. It's a bond we create. And it's just really, it's a feeling of freedom for any blind person. You know, to get out there and just go ride. Oh boy, come. There you want to go. I'm going there. Naughty boy. Wants to go visiting. There's an open gate in the corner property, and he's not allowed to go in there. But he'll try. Okay, we're coming to the bottom corner. I might actually stick to the tar just to avoid the signs on the corner. And then we can turn down Peter Road. Oh boy, what are you looking? We're not going up Peter anyway. Okay, down Peter, the angle becomes... Ooh, actually heard the one hoof slip there. And we're only in a walk, so I don't really like going on tar because he's shod with steel shoes. They are slippery on tar. Let's go around there. There we go. I missed all the signs. And we're on the pavement, coming around the short side, bottom end of the block, to our small holding, which is on the corner at the bottom. If we go around the corner to my gate. Our landlord's house is here on this side. We'll pass their gate soon. Actually can hear their birds almost. Listen. Really quiet. It's a little bit rough here, and it's downhill. Slowly, boy. Slowly. Come. It's my landlord, the lady's got some nice big dogs. They sometimes come running up the bush into the drive, and then Billy gets a fright. But today, we're not doing that. Across their drive. There's some bushes there going the road. That's okay, boy. Okay. Here we go. Go around my corner. There we go. Just to miss signs again. We go around the corner on the road. Ooh, there's a lot of dogs out further on the right. Barking. Oh, Billy. He now wants to go. We're heading up to our gate along our bottom fence around the corner, coming up to our gate. There's dogs on the far right. Two or three properties up are barking. Let's actually pull him a bit into the road so they can have some tar sound, and then back onto the side. The other difference. That's how I know whether I'm going on and off a road, whether I'm on sand, whether I'm on grass. We can go back onto the tar. Listen to that. And then we can go back onto the grass. And there's a car coming up Peter Road. Is he turning up? I think he might be. He's slowing down at the four-way stop. Always got to listen to the movement of the cars. And he went straight over up Peter Road. And we're already around the corner into Irene Road. and we're almost up at our gate. Billy will automatically try and stop at the gate. So I'll let him this time. Usually I do a few loops and I go around the other block and I do a figure of eight. But we'll let him stop at the gate today. He's been a good boy. Nice and easy walk. And besides that, there's not much else I can say about endurance, but the fun, besides on the rides, we usually ride as a group. Corbis, my one friend, usually rides behind me and advises me from behind whether there's low branches. Hello! And he tells me where to watch out and where the road splits to keep left or right. And otherwise, there's a whole lot of our other friends and we ride as a group. Depends how many of us are together. Sometimes ride up to about 10 in a group, and I sometimes ride in front, sometimes in the middle, sometimes at the back. It's good to train the horse to not have to rely on another horse as well. So it's pretty interesting. It's just the whole atmosphere and just the vibe is great. It's an endurance ride. Okay, here we are. We're just going to into our drive. You can hear the gravel underfoot. And you better stop, boy, before you ride into the gate. I'm just going to hop off. Oh, I just hope this equipment's been okay. Doesn't help I use my cell phone to open the gate with, but let me stop the trip distance.
Trip distance window. Tab sheet free of GPS connection interrupted.
Okay, GPS interrupted. Yes, it's about right. It's usually quite accurate. Stop. I'm going to stop it. Close the slide-in phone so the keypad locks, and then we can review that. Now. Let me just get my keys out so we can open the gate. Watch out, my boy. Back. Stop the gate. No, don't pull your head like that. I've got to lead him through the gate. There we go. We close it again before the donkeys get out. Wait, boy. Now he wants to drag me up to the top. I just want to get these keys. I've got wires tangled up here again. Keys in my back pocket. I'll walk up to the top gate by the cottage with him. Oh dear, I smell a fire somewhere. Somebody's burning something. Might be burning a fire break because it's winter and the grass is dry. So they might be burning fire breaks. I just hope it is the case because it doesn't smell too good. We're about 120 meter drive from the bottom electric gate to my cottage gate, which is actually part of the field where Billy grazes, which he shares the grazing space with two donkeys, two naughty little donkeys. They're actually quite cute, but they are irritating. And he's got good grazing here, plus I give him extra hay, bales of what we call erogrostis and teff hay, and then obviously lucerne, which is very important. Lucerne is one of your best grasses you can give a horse. You just listen for the gate. Yeah, it's a good boy. Here's the cottage gate. I've hung a little bell on it. So 6 a.m. in the morning, he comes and nudges the gate and then the bell rings. Let me just try. There we go. Okay, boy, I'm going to... Wait, let's first take your reins off and tie it onto the gate so you don't decide to go somewhere with the saddle. Now, we went so easy, I don't even think he's going to roll. Usually he rolls after... No, my boy, I know. Wants to rub me with his head, shame. Got too many wires on me. Let's just take the saddle off. Let's just take the saddle off quickly. Pastry road is hardly sweating. I just get all the saddle bits and pieces together. Oops, is that me knocking the bell? Just gonna knock in the saddle against the microphone. The microphone actually gets in the way. Okay, let me just undo the reins. Oh yeah, a tractor far off to the left. I wonder if it's across the road. Okay, boy, there we go. Let me let you into the cottage garden. Okay, turn about so I can close the gate behind us. And good boy. Just we welded a bullyproof latch onto the gate so he can't open the gate, because if he could, he would. Okay, I'm going to take the bridle off. He might go roll for us. I'll just check. Thank you, my boy. Give me a hug. One. I don't think so. He's looking for hay. I just want to keep an ear on him. Hey, he's going to roll. There we go. He's rolling. Good boy. Good boy. He's rolling over. He's actually laying for a bit. There he rolls over. Other way. It sounds like it. He's lying down for a bit. He's going to get up. No, he's rolled over again. He's enjoying that. He's getting up. There we go. Shaking himself off. What a good boy. Is that nice? Shaking his head. I'll get to you a little soon now. Come this way, my boy. I know you want to go to the big round bale and steal from that. I'll get to Lucerne. Come. He's just sneaking, a bit sneaky, to try and get to the new round bale of Lucerne. The small square bales of hay in the saddlery and stuff. It's a wooden shack type thing. It's Wendy House type thing. It's 2.4 by 2.4 meters. Sorry, and it's totally wooden. I've just opened the door and I'm going to put the saddle on top of one of the food bins, and I'm going to hang the bridle up on a nail which I've locked into the one panel there. And next step is to give him some. Oh no, he mustn't have Lucerne straight away. Usually after a hard ride, we don't feed them for at least an hour. But we didn't do a hard ride, Billy. Let me just feel your chest, just to make sure. Let's just listen to your heart. Bring your nose to the mic. Come on, boy. Stand steady. He's hardly breathing. No, because we only walked, literally. It's a good boy. So I'm going to give him some Lucerne. Here's his food bowl. It's one of these rectangular feed bowls. We're going to just chuck some Lucerne in here, then it doesn't waste, because they mess a lot on the floor. I'm going to give him some of this coarse, rough Lucerne. No, boy, you can't steal it while I'm busy with it. Just put some of the loose stuff in as well. Watch out, boy, coming out. Let's take it to the front of the cottage. No, you can't eat it all the way. Hey, you're making a mess. Come, let's go. Let's take it to the front of the cottage. There's a bucket of water I've already put out for him. Okay, let's put it here by the one pole I've got. And you're messing on me. He's a good boy. You can hear it's quite dry. It's coarse Lucerne, but it's good. They need the roughage. He's a good boy. I'm going to switch off for now, and then the next portion of the podcast, I will go through the procedure of mixing his evening meal concentrate food, what I mix in and why. And I'll just take you through the steps why we actually do that for endurance horses, because they do need a little bit extra than just grazing out. In the meantime, I'm going to just unlock the security gate to the cottage and review this section of the recording, and I just hope it came out. This is open there. I always leave the radio on inside so people think I'm here. Just go and have something. Some cool drink. And a glass. And a liquid level indicator, which battery is almost flat. Let me just see if it works. There we go. Not working like it should. It should give you an intermediate beep and then a full beep. But it's quite flat. And I will be back to take you through the feeding procedure. It's time to now go and feed Billy. Let me just confirm that. What is the time? 5:17. I usually feed him at about 5 o'clock. What does that sound? Something in the freezer. Oh yeah, the power is off because my radio is off as well. That's not going to stop us feed Billy. Let's first go to the old Wendy house. Get his feed out. Sorry, boy, you've been waiting for me. I know I'm a little bit late. I'm sorry, my boy. What a good boy. Give us a kiss. Here's my boy. Come, let's give you some food. Oh, yeah, sorry, your feed bowl's here where we gave you lucerne. Let me get that first. To keep remembering and keeping track where everything is. Where is it? Sometimes moves. Show me where it is, boy. Because you often move your feed bowl. Now stand above it like you usually do. And that's a water bucket. And you've messed a lot of tefia. Here we go. Good boy. I found it. Hey, you haven't even finished all your lucerne. Let's just chuck that out there. Okay, let's go get you some food. He follows me wherever I go with this bowl in my hand. It's getting a bit chilly now. I'm in summer clothes. Okay, back in the feed room. Makeshift wooden feed room. Okay. Because endurance horses require a bit of extra energy than what grazing can offer, we feed them a concentrate meal, which is usually a company that mixes a balanced diet for horses. It usually contains a bit of molasses for this flavor, rolled oats, a bit of barley, a bit of maize, sometimes whatever vitamins they need. I've just put 1.5 scoops of a large scoop. I use the Vuma Vitality, which is a local brand. It's got even a little bit of oil in, although I add my own oils. Oils and fats are very good for horses, especially for endurance horses, because it's a slow release form of energy and it helps lubricate the joints and everything. I've just mixed a little scoop of joint supplement in as well. And then I'm going to mix 1/2 scoop of barley, micronized barley, which is like a fine pellety type substance. So that we chuck in as well. And then just lifting this heavy container of oil off there, and then I can get to the full fat soya, which is also oil and protein, extra oil and protein for the horse. Protein helps with muscle, retaining muscle development and that. And with the endurance horse, you don't want to overly fat horse, but you don't want him to lose too much muscle condition on a hard ride and on their training program. Okay, we've mixed all that in, and now I've got a little round container that I need to find. That's in the feed bin. I have to keep everything in feed bins because rats tend to come and help themselves to Billy's food. I'm going to pour out of this big heavy container some oil into the round container. Probably only about 100 mils. It's about that. Put that down, and then I just Throw that over. Chuck that back in the bin and put the big oil container's lid on. Put that on top of the bag of full fat soy so it can keep rats out. Then I just mix his food. A little bit oily. And then we take it out and he's waiting right here by the door for it. There's a good boy. I'm going to put it down here against the cottage wall. And he's going to start eating it. Let's eat it all, my boy. I just want to see. Oh, good. I've put my barbecue, where we call it a braai, between the gap of the corner of the cottage and the Wendy house. So he can't get through to the big round bale. But I think he's figured out how to get around the other way. What I'm quickly going to do, what I do every evening, is groom my own horse and clean his hooves out. I'll quickly clean his hooves out so he can hear. I'll give you an explanation on why. I've got a little material bag containing all the grooming, the brushes and the hoof pick. This is a hoof pick. It's got a sharp, it's got a handle with a little sharp metal point on the one end and a bit of a steel brush on the other end. So I'll go to his front, starting with his front right. Put my hand behind his, he actually lifts his foot for me. I don't even have to say foot. If I just touch the back of his leg. By his fetlock joint, which is the bottom joint. Then I go into the grooves around the frog, which is the centerpiece of the hoof, and I work around and around between the frog and the shoe. And I scrape any bits of rubbish out. Fortunately, it's not too dirty. And I just brush the little bits out. And brush around, and then I just slowly let his foot down. He sometimes pulls it away when I let it go. Back foot, boy. Foot. There's a good boy. Back right, we do the same. Scraping the grooves between the frog and the hoof. And while I'm doing that, I pull on all sides of the shoe to make it sure it's still secure, not coming off. Check that everything's okay. I'm detecting that the heel of his hoof is a little bit dry. We'll address that now. Other foot, which is already... Foot! Good boy. This is the hind left. These hooves are actually very clean. I'm just going to make sure. There we go. And then the last one, left front. Such a good boy. He gives them to me. And scrape out those grooves around the shoe. There we go. That's just made sure that the hooves are clean. Good boy. There's a good boy. Okay. Now for hoof care. I've got a special cream type substance, like an oily cream, in a plastic container, which I'm going to rub all over the hoof. It's generally to keep the hoof slightly flexible, especially with endurance horses who ride on hard and soft and all types of terrain. And there's a lot of concussion on the hoof and it needs to be slightly flexible to give. So first of all, I put a bit underneath. It's not really necessary to put underneath, but I do. To me, it makes sense. It's like a greasy substance. I just rub it on with the fingers around that frog where I clean. And I put his foot down. Okay, and then when he's got his foot down, I rub some grease, especially on the back where it's dry. It helps keep the hoof slightly moist. If it gets too dry, it gets brittle and starts cracking up. And I just rub it around the hoof. So this is really used to me fiddling around. Just rub it in all over. Slight, his hoof's starting to crack slightly on the outside. He's due for a new set of shoes in about 2 weeks' time. My farrier will come and shoe him for me. I'd love to become a farrier one day. They say it's hard work. But, I just enjoy it. No, put down, boy. Put down. There we go. It's rubbing. Shame. He keeps lifting it for me, although I've finished underneath. You can put down. It's okay. He's a good boy. Let's rub around there. Get it done the back right. Oops, go to the back left. Okay, there we go. Underneath. Put down. Oops, nearly put it down on the container of stuff of grease. Get a product called Wonder Hoof, and I've got something called Hanover, as opposite to hangover. from alcoholic drinks. This is Hanover. I think it's from the town or county Hanover in England. It was probably produced there. I'll actually ask somebody to check on the container for me. Okay, last foot. There we go. So I'll quickly do underneath. I'm actually doing this quite quick. I do it quick but thoroughly because I've done it for the past year. I've had Billy since about February last year. I did my first endurance ride in April last year, 30 kilometer. Did a couple of 30s. And then I joined the ERASA, Endurance Ride Association of South Africa, in about October. And started doing 60 and 80 kilometer rides. Still have to do a 120. But the great news is, this past weekend, qualified for the biggest ride in the country at Fourie Smith, a town in the Free State called Fourie Smith. Biggest endurance ride is held there. It's 201 kilometers over 3 days in ice cold conditions. And I needed to just complete 380 kilometer rides in a fairly reasonable time to qualify for Fourie Smith. So I've qualified this past weekend at Leandra, and I'm so proud of Billy. So I'm going to definitely take my recording equipment with to Fourie Smith, because I think I'm the first blind rider that's going to be there, and there should be media coverage, and it's going to be encouraging. Billy's spoilt because it's cold in the evening. He gets a blanket on. I've just taken the blanket off the new round bale of hay, put it upside down in there so it can expose itself to the sun during the day. A bit dusty on the outside now. Sorry, boy. Just going to take it around him. He's so used to this procedure. If he was a baby horse like a foal, we would have other issues. But he's used to all this. I'm just sweating out the blanket. It's all over the microphone a bit. It's like a canvassy type. It's a waterproof. Stand, my boy, it's okay. You know this thing. There we go. We just tuck it over in gently. With horses, always try and move gently. Slow movements if possible. No sudden. And he's got his head down, which doesn't make matters easy when it comes to buckling the front straps. So we'll tell him to lift his head now. I just want to get a hold of everything. Take a bite, and then you can lift your head. Lift your head, boy. Good boy. Thank you. Won't be long. So we tighten this top buckle. He's a clever horse. He's eating on the edge of my windowsill to one of the bedrooms to the spare room in the cottage. Because then he doesn't mess as much food. He'll mess a bit on the windowsill, and then when he's finished, he'll even pick up his food bowl and chuck it around, so in case it gives him more food. He's got quite a character, this horse. Okay, then I'll just tie a little strap around the bottom of him for the blanket. And then there's two straps, which could be quite dangerous on other horses, that you take from the side and between the back legs and around to the other side. And that means I'm standing directly behind him. But this horse obviously doesn't kick. Well, no, he knows I'm here. That's the main thing. He does kick, in fact. He kicks other horses that come too close to us. And he's very protective over me if other horses come very close. There we go. Your blanket's on, my boy. Let's make sure it's... There we go. It's nice and warm on the inside. Soft material. Now he's going to finish eating. And I'll start going back into the cottage for now. In fact, I'm just going to quickly pick up some of the messed lucerne and teff hay that some of us messed here, because he's eating quite a bit messily lately. I think because he's got the big bale and he wants to try and get some off that. It's exactly the same grass that comes off the big round bale, but he'd rather eat it off the bale than eat it off the ground or out of the hay net. So I'm just trying to push it together with my hands, make a bundle of it, and then I'm going to just carry it to outside the cottage garden gate, so he can maybe eat some of it during the night. Let me, in fact, just throw it over the gate here. There we go. Oops, the gate has just caught my one headphone of the MP3 player. Let's untangle that. I hope everything's still recording, so I can't always monitor this stuff while I'm working. Oops, and the one headphone's now rubbing against the microphone. Let me just remove that and see if there's more hay to collect here. Let's feel for the hay on the ground. All the loose hay, scoop it together. Don't want him to waste. I'll chuck it outside. There's a big chance that the donkeys will get to it as well, because they always come and check by my gate what Billy's got and that. I haven't caught them calling for food yet, because they make quite a noise. We might get old Tommy's donkey to make a sound sometime. He's a stallion, so he goes off the whole night sometimes. Let me just chuck this over the gate in the same area. That should do. I'll rake up the rest some other time if he doesn't pick it up. His headphone's still banging on the mic. Well, it's getting cooler now, so I better head indoors. Hope you enjoyed this this podcast. I'm going to do more, that's for sure. And I'm going to definitely try and do a podcast at Fourie Smith, and I actually want to... Well, that's the next endurance ride I'm doing. Billy must take it easy now until then. And... Then I can give you a feel of what it's like on the actual endurance ride. Oh, my electricity must have tripped. I just switched it on by the main power switch on the DB board. There goes the amplifier on, the radio. Okay. So we're back in power, back in business. And I must say I'm very happy in this cottage of mine. It's really a very nice setup. I'm just scanning through my radio stations while I'm talking. So there's a lot of things I want to still actually podcast on. But I think the horse riding thing is actually quite an interesting pastime or hobby. I've really enjoyed what I've been doing. And I really think I would like to encourage other blind people to do rides. Endurance is one of my favorite disciplines in the equestrian world. But there's a lot of other disciplines blind people can do. I know of a couple of blind lady riders that do dressage. Jumping, I think, has been done. I've done a few jumping rides before, but nothing serious. But endurance is just getting out there with a group of people, like-minded group. Horses are very into it. The horses love getting out there and competing. The horses are very competitive with each other. And I found the most support I've got is from the endurance crowd. If anybody has any questions on whether it may be horses, on endurance, on Nokia 6110 cell phone with talks, whatever it may be, I'll try and help where I can. My contact email is carldc, which is CARLDC, at net1.co.za. Until next time,